This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes on the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the stripe by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls in the left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, the Redskins won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one, to Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman Middendorf. It's in the book. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits, and Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit 125 going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a good late afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Rushi High School. Very fine baseball complex, the scene of today's game between Rushi and Jackson Center. Shelby County Athletic League clash that is a rescheduled contest from very early in the season. Of course, Rushi got the late beginning to high school baseball following the deep run in the D4 basketball state tournament going all the way to the state semifinal. Thus, Rushi and Jackson Center will play twice in 9 days. They'll go back at it again 1 week from Thursday. Tonight, Rushi unbeaten 6-0, 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center 4-2, 2-1 in league play. Jackson Center owns a close verdict against Fort Loramie. Tough one-run loss last week at home to the Redskins. Coming off a one-run win last night is Jackson Center over Riverside. Bryant, still too early to call. Looks like, though, Rushi emerging as the clear-cut favorite in this region. Shelby County League up for grabs, both Fort Loramie and Rushi unbeaten. They'll collide next Monday at Fort Loramie. That will tell a lot. In high school baseball, most teams have so little margin for error. I'm sure that can be said about most every club in the area, especially Division IV. Rushi may not fall into that category. Raiders so highly skilled, talented, experienced. They can make a few mistakes and overcome them. Not so for other clubs.
Yes, with a roster that deep and that experience, as you said, Jack, they can overcome the mistakes. Of course, they just don't make many, but speaking of overcome them, we saw them overcome mistakes a lot last year in that tournament run, and we just saw them a couple of weeks ago. Actually, that was a week and a half ago, a week ago last Saturday, in that game against Versailles at Day Air Ballpark. They made some early mistakes in that, but they recouped and had a really solid performance in the last six innings to be able to earn a victory in that one. I am anxious to see two good pitchers go at it in a league matchup like this. Now, of course, Rushi had a league game last night as well, but Jackson did not. That Riverside game you mentioned was a non-conference game. And Bryson Roberts, I believe, set to take the mound, and he pitched three innings in that 4-3 loss to Fort Loramie last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Struck out four, didn't allow a hit, and walked only two in those innings he was on the mound. So when you see two great pitchers going at it, it's always fun. And, of course, as we've also talked about Rushi this year, they have many great pitchers on that roster.
Yeah, Xavier Flippo, zero earned run average, nothing allowed, 18 innings pitched. He has been marvelous, was super last night in the shutout win over Anna Barushi on the road at Anna High School. Final tally 6-0. Braylon Cordonier gets the call in this game tonight. Will be interesting to see if Braylon does top out in the low to mid 80s. He could be one of the harder throwing pitchers in Division IV in the area. Just a sophomore. Good look at Braylon Cordonier tonight. His counterpart, as you mentioned, Bryson Roberts. Jackson Center Tigers, a surprise to some degree under first-year head coach Blaine Dahl. And it's a team which does own a win over Anna. That was a contest that in the past has gone to the Anna Rockets on a pretty consistent basis. But Jackson Center defeated Anna earlier in the season. Big game tonight if Jackson Center is going to hang around in the Shelby County Athletic League. It needs to pull off a shocker here this evening on the road at Rushi. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie Rushi undefeated. Jackson Center 2-1 in league play. Anna and Bodkins 2-2. Houston 1-3. Fairlawn 0-5. Beautiful late afternoon, early evening for high school baseball. A few milky cirrus clouds overhead, not much wind. What breeze there is blowing from the right field corner to the left field corner here at Rushi. A marvelous evening for high school baseball. And, Bryant, you could not ask for a better perch from which to describe a game. We were virtually hanging right out over the first base foul line that runs from home plate to the first base bag. We are that close to the actual playing field.
Yes, and it is a beautiful field here, nice and green. They take great care of the facilities here at Rushi. And this vantage point certainly will beat being directly behind home plate, which is how we were on field level last Saturday. Although, as we said on air, it's something to have the umpire's view, basically, which we did have from that one. But I think anybody would pick being a little elevated like we are today if you had a choice between the two.
It is Rushi at home against Jackson Center High School Baseball, Shelby County Athletic League on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll return in just a few minutes with more. In fact, we'll speak with Craig Fissinger, the Human Resources Director at Superior Aluminum here in Rushi. He is the father of Ross, who pitches and plays left field for the Raiders. We're back with him in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CN CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. We're joined by Craig Fissinger, Human Resources Director at Superior Aluminum here in Rushi, who is the father of Ross Fissinger, who plays left field and catches for the Rushi Raiders. Talk about this Rushi team so far here in 2023, Craig. State championship in D4 last year. Very, very good team a year ago. A surprise to have won it, especially how they did it, coming from behind in so many games in a row, including the last two at Akron. But everybody back, expectations are high, and the club has delivered so far this year.
Yeah, awfully excited about the start that Rushi's gotten off to, that 7-0 start. You said everybody's back. That's not exactly true. You know, we lost a starting catcher, starting first baseman, and a designated hitter slash pitcher.
So, ace on the mound,
yeah,
Saunders.
So it was a few replacements that were kind of question marks as the season started out. But, again, 7-0 to start the season, and I'm not complaining.
Is there a weakness? I know I'm putting you on the spot. It looks like virtually every single hole is filled. I know there have been some tweaks to the lineup here in the last few games. Coach Kevin Flippo, year number 9, has done a tremendous job, and he's modified it just a little bit here in the last few days. Braden Monin's at second, and Ross Fissinger is in left, and first base, right field, somewhat interchangeable. Cooper Unverfirth, the freshman catcher, has played somewhere else on the diamond in addition to behind the plate. So some parts are interchangeable for Coach Flippo.
Yeah, I think the biggest question mark coming into this season, of course, was that catching position. Right. It, you know, it's so crucial. And to think that a freshman is going to be taking over that job is a little stressful if you're a coach. But I tell you what, Cooper Unverfirth, you can't ask for more from a freshman. The kid's batting 500 right now, threw a runner out the other night. That's been a pleasant surprise. As you mentioned, first base, right field, interchangeable there between Jude Counts and Felix Francis, those two rotating back and forth. I think just trying to tweak things, find out that ideal lineup, ideal defense for Coach Flippo. So far, it's 7-0 again. So it's gone all right.
Xavier Flippo on the mound, maybe off to the hottest start of anybody in the state in D4, maybe anybody statewide in high school pitching after a few weeks of the season. He has been remarkable.
Yes. Started out the season with a no-hitter, a couple five-inning run rules. He gets wins on those. Last night goes to Anna, gets the win over there. Another shutout for him. Hasn't allowed a single earned run this year. 30 strikeouts in 18 innings. And on top of all that, he picked up a save in the Marion local game at the St. Henry Invitational on Saturday. So
right.
The kids, he's been a career pitcher for Rushi, and nothing's going to rattle him. He's fun to watch.
Braylon Cordonier, the sophomore, gets the start here tonight. We covered the game at Day Air Park, Dragon Stadium, between Rushi and Versailles. Your son pitched, and he was superb. Got through that first inning, and then it was clear sailing. A lot of good breaking balls, and then about the time Versailles was looking for the hook, he gave him a little pop into the catcher's mitt.
Yeah, awfully proud of Ross, and thanks for mentioning that. He's a senior this year, so he's going to have that memory for the rest of his life, and proud as a dad and proud as a fan of the Rushi Raiders to watch that. He turns the ball over to Braylon Cordonier, you just mentioned, yeah. And Braylon is just one of the bright young stars, not only in this league, but in the whole area. Last night, I'm watching him at bat, and I see a guy down the left field line with a video camera. Got a little closer look later, had some Wright State gear on, found out later it was a Wright State coach, a scout watching Braylon. So he's got eyes on him all around the state right now.
Talking with Craig Fissinger, father of Ross Fissinger, who plays for the Rushi Raiders. Craig is the HR director at Superior Aluminum. growth and expansion here at Rushi High School. Groundbreaking coming up this summer, I think in July. Give us a little synopsis of what we are in store for.
Well, the guy that knows the most about that, of course, is our superintendent, Mr. Steve Rose. I think you're going to talk to him probably in the near future about it. But we're so excited as residents and parents of Rushi students. It's going to have a little bit for everyone, not only the students but athletes. It's going to have additional gym space. It's going to have additional classrooms, just all kinds of things that are going to benefit the community and the school. And a lot of thought went into that. Dan Hoyne was one of the guys that spearheaded the committee for this, and they did their homework, and they got with a lot of different groups and organizations around Rushi to make sure they were doing the right things, and just, again, super excited about what's going on there. Can't wait for that to go into use next year.
Craig Fissinger, thank you so much for being with us here before today's game between the Rushi Raiders and the Jackson Center Tigers. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Rushi, one of our new underwriting sponsors, Francis Manufacturing. Located on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it's priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Well, Bryant, the umpires have arrived. Cannot have high school baseball until you've got the umps. And we've been waiting for them all the way till 5:30 if they hadn't shown, but they are here in a timely fashion, and we'll have our first pitch in just a few minutes. We'll be back with more. Starting lineups are next. Then the first pitch from Rushi. Rushi Raiders host Jackson Center High School Baseball in the Shelby County Athletic League on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome back to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, seconds away from our first pitch. 6'3" sophomore right-hander Braylon Cordonier on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. His opposing number, Bryson Roberts, for the Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center hitting first on the road here at Rushi. Noah Francis, Blake Noble, and Bryson Roberts, the first three hitters for the Tigers. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Jackson Center Tigers need to get men aboard against Braylon Cordonier. That's something that opponents have not done against Rushi pitching much of this year so far. Tigers need to get them on, move them over, and get a few in. and Bryson Roberts needs to pitch extremely well. Meanwhile, Rushi needs to continue doing what it has been doing, and that's jump on top of its opposition. It's done it regularly this year, coming off a big pair of victories over the weekend in the St. Henry Invitational against Marion Local and St. Henry. Key building components for these two clubs here today, Rushi and Jackson Center. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. Just in time for the game's first pitch, which is low from the right-hander, Braylon Cordonier. And, Brian, he looks every bit of 6'3", standing out there on top of that pitching rubber.
He's quite imposing on the mound.
Hard ground ball off the bat of Noah Francis to second. It is Braden Monin running in to scoop it up, wide throw to first. It is caught. Nice stretch on the play by Jude Counts at first for Rushi. He saved a wild throw. Monin darted in, did have time, but then hurried up the throw to first and almost missed his target, Counts, who saved an error, but a man is retired. First hitter, Noah Francis for Jackson Center, out on the play from 4-3. Blake Noble, second hitter for the Tigers, looks at a strike. Rushi Raiders have Hayden Quinter at third. Xavier Flippo at short. Ooh, what a bender. A good hook by Cordonier. And the count goes to two strikes on Blake Noble for Jackson Center. There's a Cordonier curveball in the dirt. And it is apparently foul tipped at the plate by Noble. Ruled by the plate umpire to have been a foul ball. It was not caught by the Rushi catcher. We thought at first we might have to throw down to first base, but it was fouled, and then strike three ensues as Blake Noble is retired nonetheless. Third batter, Bryson Roberts, senior pitcher for Jackson Center. He steps in. Infield backs up a little bit for Roberts, who looks at a breaking pitch for a strike, waist high on the outside corner. 320 down the lines here at Rushi High School. 345 to left center and right center. 370 to center. There's a high breaking pitch swung on and missed by Roberts. He's down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Nothing in two. Rushi defensively has Ross Fissinger in left. Zane Chappie in center. Felix Francis in right. Quinter at third. Flippo at short. Monin at second, Counts at first. Cooper Unverfirth behind the plate for Braylon Cordonier, who fires a pitch in there, and it's lined hard into right center field. Spanked on the play by Roberts. It's up the gap. He makes the turn at first, and he beats the throw into second base. A scorching double to right center by Bryson Roberts, who timed up that delivery from Cordonier, and he belted that ball hard, Bryant.
Yes, that was a absolute rocket of a line drive out there.
Here comes Caleb Minnick, the third baseman, cleanup hitter for Jackson Center. Runner on second and two down in the top of the first inning for Jackson Center. Outfield for Minnick, a little bit around to the right. Fissinger starts to shade him to left center. Opening pitch to Minnick, a strike called. Nothing and one on him. Two outs for Jackson Center, top of the first, runner in scoring position at second. Cordonier fires, and it missed a little low inside, very close. Unverfirth held the target. Raiders did not get the call. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Minnick. Big left-hand batter, number 18, shoots a ground ball. And it's rolling down to the first baseman Counts. He fields about four steps behind the bag at first. Runs up and touches first base for the out. Ball was hit hard, but right at Counts. Inning over for Jackson Center. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Jackson Center nothing. Rushi coming to bat on scores broadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing back at Rushi, top of the first inning. Jackson Center Tigers put the bat on the ball. Jackson Center barreled up a double to right center. Wrapped the ball to first for the final out in the frame. One strikeout for starting pitcher Braylon Cordonier from Rushi. And I think you used an adjective that described it best, Brian, when you said, yeah, Cordonier quite imposing on the mound at 6'3". Of course, he's raised up a few more feet because of the bump.
Roberts, as you said, that was a real rocket by him. He was 2-for-6 last night against Riverside, Jack. Both of his hits were doubles in that one. So when he finds a pitch he likes, he obviously has the ability to send it to the outfield.
Xavier Flippo, Zane Shappy, Braylon Cordonier. 1-2-3 in the order for Rushi to start the bottom of the first inning. Here's the windup by Roberts and a low outside cutting fastball. Ball one missing to Flippo. Senior shortstop wears number 10 on his back. Second pitch from Roberts. Right in there. Ball in and out of the catcher's mitt. Rolling in front of home plate. Fastball right down the pike. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Flippo. We'll check out Jackson Center defensively. Caleb Minnick is up in the grass at third. There's a high pitch by Roberts. Sails over the head of Flippo to the backstop. Shortstop for Jackson Center is Eli Butcher. Second baseman, Noah Francis. First baseman, Evan York. Outfield, left to right, Nolan Fark, Jace Mullenauer, and Cooper Hartle. There's a strike at the letters. Good pitch in there to Flippo. Evens up the count at 2-2. Roberts on the mound. His catcher, Blake Noble. Roberts gets the sign, throws, high foul over our heads. Press box alongside first. Houston also offers a real nice perch along the third base side, Brian.
Yes, this one is beautiful. As we said, this field is in great condition here, too.
Here's a 2-2 pitch from Roberts. It's chopped on the ground to third. Running to his left is the third baseman for Jackson Center, who fields, makes a nice throw on the run out at first base. Well done by Minnick, who is playing in the grass, and appropriately so. Had he been back, that might have been a tougher play, as the ball might have hopped on him one more time. But Minnick roamed to his left, cut it off well in front of the shortstop Butcher, and fired a strike to the Jackson Center first baseman, York, for one out. Here's Zane Shappy fouling at the plate. No balls and a strike on him. Outfield straight away for Zane. Wind blowing, right field corner to left. Blue sky overhead, a few wispy clouds. Just a gorgeous late afternoon, early evening for high school baseball. Roberts throws a breaking pitch, grounded to short to Butcher. Good charge by him. Fires to first in time for the out. The throw was wide. Good stretch by York. And nailed on a ground ball to short is Zane Shappy. So far, Bryant, has got some good bite on that breaking pitch. And Rushi's hit the first two balls into the ground.
You mentioned Cordonnier being imposing on the mound and brought back memories of a game that had two real imposing pitchers, and that was Jaron Middendorf and Daniel Kearns for Fort Laramie and Rushi, respectively, who went at it at a sectional final back in 2019. I believe they both stood 6'5". And at that time.
And Rushi pulled that game out of the fire in extras 1-0, as
yes,
I recall.
Yes, that is correct. That was one of the best high school games I've ever seen.
Bryson Roberts throws wide on his second pitch, a curveball, after missing a little upstairs on his initial throw. 2-0 on Cordonnier, who hits from the left side. Worst 24 on his back. Roberts motions toward the plate. Ball smashed to the first baseman, York, who reaches to his right and spears it. His glove on the ground. He catches the line drive in flight. And well done at first base by York, who records three putouts for the Jackson Center Tigers. Rushi up and out in order. We go to the second. Rushi nothing, Jackson Center nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors on with us each and every high school sports event year-round on scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, Francis Schulze Company, Francis Manufacturing, which is new in the last month, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, located on East Main in Rushi. Here's Cordonnier starting off the second inning on the hill for the Rushi Raiders. Swing and a miss by Butcher. Hit a high hard one. No balls and a strike on the Jackson Center shortstop, who hits from the right side. Strike two at the belt on the outside corner. Another heater. Nothing and two on Butcher. Butcher, Nolan Fark, Evan York. Fifth, sixth, seventh hitters for Jackson Center in the second. Here's a lazy pop fly off the bat of Butcher as he waved at an outside curveball and lofted it to Felix Francis in right for the out. One up, one down for the Tigers here in the top of the second inning. Here is Nolan Fark from the right side. Where's number two? And he looks at a breaking pitch for a strike. I love those Rushi Raiders uniforms, Bryant. If this diamond were a few miles away, you could still tell it was Rushi playing.
The yellow stands out, that's for sure. Or gold, I guess that is.
Yep. Jackson Center wearing the black jerseys, gray pants. Orange lettering across the front. Here is Fark. Going up and out on three pitches in a row. He was off balance on every one of them. Good hurling by Cordonnier, who K's Fark. Evan York, first baseman. 6 foot three first baseman who recorded three putouts for Jackson Center in the top of the first inning. A foul off the mask of Unverfirth at the plate. No balls and a strike, nothing and one. Cordonnier gets the ball back and fires again to the plate to York. Curveball low and away, and it's a ball and a strike. Outfield for York a little to the right of center for Shappy. Low and in on York. And the count goes to 2-2. Two out for Jackson Center, top of the second, no score. Cordonier fires to the plate. Letter high fastball. Yep, it's called a strike. It's even up at 2-2. Quickly moving start to this game. Cordonier whips another pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss by York as he tried to reach one down around his knees on the outside corner, and he whiffed. We go to the bottom of the second. Jackson Center nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, we've played an inning and a half here on scoresbroadcast.com. One base runner, Bryson Roberts, two out double for Jackson Center in the first. Tigers retired in order in the second. Braylon Cordonier's got three punch outs on the hill for Rushi so far, and Roberts for Jackson Center back on the hill, throwing to Hayden Quinter, bottom of the second inning, and it's a strike called. Rushi went down in order in the first, a ground ball to third, ground ball to short, and a line out to York at first. Next pitch low, a ball and a strike, 1-1. Quinter, feet spread apart at the plate, about even with the dish. Roberts fires, breaking ball, little low, 2-1 on Quinter. Raiders trying to get the first man aboard here in the second. Third baseman for Jackson Center, Minnick, playing up. He's at the lip, edge of the grass. There's a pitch. Ooh, just a shade low, maybe a bit outside. Roberts wanted that one. Quinter ahead in the count now, 3-1. Bryson Roberts has his sign from his catcher, fires to the plate, strike called, fastball above the thighs on the outside half, and it's 3-2 on Quinter as Minnick retreats a few steps at third. Outfield deep for Quinter, shading him to the left. There is a fastball just off the outside corner, and Roberts, the pitcher for the Tigers, wanted it. Just missed by a fraction, and Quinter's aboard with a base on balls to start the second inning. And that brings up Braden Monin, junior second baseman for the Raiders. Good bat manipulator, Bryant. We'll see if anything's on right here. Runner at first, no out. Jude counts, first baseman on deck for Rushi. Jackson Center infield looking bunt, bunched up in the middle of the diamond. Minnick in at third. Shortstop, second baseman, shading the second base bag. Here's the pitch to Monin, high for a ball. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Bottom of the second, Rushi batting, none out, one on. No score. Just one hit in the game to this point. That by Roberts, the Jackson Center pitcher, who drilled a double to right center. One ball pitched to Monin, and there goes the runner, and the ball pops in and out of the mitt of the Jackson Center catcher. Blake Noble couldn't hang on. Easy steal. for Quinter, who's down at second in scoring position for Braden Monin, who's up in the count at 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Monin, who bats from the right side. Boy, he is split at the plate about as far as any high school hitter you will ever see. Strike called on the outside corner at the knees, and it's two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Monin.
Monin had the odd statistical anomaly of being 0-for-0 at the plate last night. He was at the plate three times, though.
And that pitch is high and away.
He walked once, was hit by a pinch once, and had a sacrifice fly once.
And not one of those is an official time at bat. 3-1 pitch, one on, and the ball is swung on and fouled right over the top of us. Between home and first, count is full on Monin, 3-2. Hayden Quinter down at second. He walked, stole second on a pitch that was not caught cleanly behind the plate. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Monin from Roberts. Curveball grounded right side. Good piece of batting. It advances the runner to third. Moving to his left a couple steps, the second baseman for the Tigers, Noah Francis, gobbled it up, threw onto York. Out. But parked at third now is Quinter for Rushi. Just one down. Ground ball out. 4-3. Here's Jude Counts. A fly ball of much depth at all will score Quinter from third. Infield is pinched in. Pitch to Counts. Low and in for a ball. 1-0. Head coach Blaine Dahl of Jackson Center in his first year is forecasting a low-scoring game because he is playing to stop Rushi and cut down the run at the plate if need be. The infield bunched in as that pitch was just out of the zone to Counts, up and away, and it's 2-0. Runner at third for Rushi, one out, bottom of the second. Pitch to Counts. Yep. Outside corner, just below the waist, it's a strike. Roberts and Cordon, you're throwing darts on,
yes,
on the mound.
They had the pitch speed up on the scoreboard at Wapakoneta. I'd love to see it tonight here.
Here is the 2-1 pitch to Counts. Late swing, foul ball at the plate. He was fooled by the Roberts breaking ball, and the count evens up at 2-2. Roberts would like a strikeout right now. No score, bottom of the second. Raiders, a runner in scoring position at third with one out. Infield well in. 2-2 pitch to the plate. Low and away, gets away at home. Here comes Quinter, dashing, and he is in safely. Throw is tardy. Wild pitch by Roberts. Might have been scored a pass ball, but I think a WP. And Quinter scoots in from third. And boy, you talk about manufacturing a run, Brian. Not a hit. And Quinter strolls around the bases. Counts looks at a pitch low and away, just a shade missing, and Roberts walks him. So on at first is Counts. Run in for the Rushi Raiders. And here's Felix Francis, the right fielder. Francis, a junior. Runner at first. There is one out. I may have mistakenly said none away. Here's a bouncing ball to the plate. Gets away from the catcher a little bit, just enough for Counts to hustle on down to second. And the Raiders taking advantage of moving base runners along here in the bottom of the second inning. A walk by Quinter. A steal by Quinter. A ground out to second moved him to third from where he scored on a wild pitch just before a base on balls to Counts. A ball, a strike, one out on Francis. 1-0 Rushi, bottom of the second. Francis, like Braden Monin, very split at the plate. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the catcher, Noble. Here's a quick throw down to third. Hasty tag by the third baseman, not in time. and Counts is now at third, 90 feet away from scoring another run for the Raiders with one down here in the bottom of the second. Rushi getting two runners to third in this inning and scoring one with just one base hit. Pitch to Counts is skied in the air to the right side of the diamond. It's in the grass. Second baseman's under. He's got it. Noah Francis hauled it in for Jackson Center as the batter, Felix Francis, I may have said Counts, I should have said Felix Francis, couldn't lift the ball to the outfield, and Counts remains at third, two down for the Raiders. And here is Ross Fissinger with a man at third for Rushi, two away, bottom of the second. Boy, the formula, Bryant, for playing good high school baseball, limit the base on balls on the mound, throw to contact, fire strikes, get a clutch base hit or two in late innings, and on defense, make all the routine plays.
And that can be easier said than done at times,
yep.
For sure.
Yep.
It's incredible, this inning. Again, as you've noted, two walks, and that's all Rushi has needed to score one run and have one guy on third.
Roberts throws low and away to Fissinger, the senior left fielder for Rushi. Takes a ball. His left foot, stride foot, out in front of the plate. Pitch for Roberts is a good one, and it's a called strike, one and one for Rushi's Fissinger. Bottom of the second, two down. Rushi in the lead, 1-0, runner at third. Roberts in his stretch, looks at third. Breaking pitch for Fissinger. Just missed low and away, and Roberts takes a deep sigh on the mound. Well, he thought he had strike two lucky. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Fissinger. Roberts fires, swing and a miss at a high one, and it's 2-2. Roberts trying to come back and limit the damage to just a single run here in the bottom of the second. Outfield deep and left for Fissinger. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball off the plate outside, 3-2. Roberts' breaking pitch, Bryant, is a good one. It's got a lot of snap to it.
Yes.
Rushi hitters are laying off. Here's the full count pitch to Fissinger. Fouled at the plate, still full. Counts at third, two out for Rushi. Bottom of the second. Raiders lead it 1-0. Getting two runners to third and one in with just one base hit here in the second frame. Robert stretches, 3-2 pitch to Fissinger, fouled over the screen. Good at bat for Ross. He hangs around. Third baseman Minnick even with the bag for the Tigers. Shortstop Butcher shading up the middle. Robert stretches, curveball grounded to Butcher at short. He charges, fields, fires to the first baseman York. Got him, and the Raiders are out in the second, but Rushi does score. We go to the third. Rushi 1, Jackson Center 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on DeWalt power tools, plus free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets, soft closed doors and drawers. One half the price at Jackson Center Pro Hardware of what the big box stores charge. And save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. A ball and a strike on Jackson Center's first hitter, top of the third inning. Jace Mullenauer, the fine hoops player for the Tigers, senior center fielder. There's a breaking pitch from Braylon Cordonier, called strike two, 1-2 on Jace. These two young men, Cordonier and Mullenauer, dueled on the basketball court three times this year. Slow tapper to short. Mullenauer's got wheels. Fine play by Flippo, charging, flipping on the run to counts. Got him at first by a long stride. Here is Josie Leisner, senior, DH. Hits ninth for the Tigers for right fielder Cooper Hartle. Cordonier starts him off. Fastball above the belt. A strike. Nothing and one. Leisner taps the bat on the plate. Cordonier fires the next pitch in there. Off the outside corner. 1-1. Again, Bryant, these two pitchers have got some giddy up on the ball here today.
Yeah, it's tough to tell to my eye, but what do you think, Jack? Low 80s maybe?
Yeah, I think Braylon is definitely in the low 80s. Bryson Roberts maybe right at 80. 2-1 the count on Leisner, senior DH for the Tigers from the right side. Cordonier blazes one in there. Swing and coming up empty is Leisner, and the count is 2-2. Outfield shading him around to the right, playing the right-hand batter to not pull. Ooh, the curveball throws him. Wow. Well done by Cordonier. A big hook. Strike three looking. Here's Noah Francis, junior second sacker for the Tigers. He was out on a ground ball from Monin to first. Slow roller to Braden Monin. Rushi, second baseman, that started the game. He flipped on to counts for the put out to open up this contest. And Cordonier starts Francis off with a curveball called strike. Another curveball. Yes, strike two. Well, that bender's working right now.
Yes. Francis was 2-for-5 last night with two RBIs in the Tigers' 10-9 win over Riverside.
Two-strike pitch, high fastball, cut on, fouled in the air to the right of home plate and out of play. Nothing and two on Noah Francis. Jackson Center without a runner to third yet. Did get the two-bagger from Bryson Roberts with two out in the first. That the only safe hit. Foul to the screen. Count remains two strikes on the batter, Francis.
Francis also earned the win on the mound last night, Jack. He pitched four innings, gave up three earned runs, struck out three, walked three.
Good job by him at the plate and on the hill for Jackson Center. Here he looks at a ball wide. Two strikes and a ball. Cordonier motions toward the plate. Ball lined into center for a clean hit on one hop to Zane Chappie. Stroked on the play by Noah Francis. Good piece of hitting with two strikes on him. So he's at first, and here's Blake Noble. Francis has got some quick feet. He's down at first with two out. And you never know, he could be going early in this at-bat. Blake Noble, sophomore catcher for the Tigers, swings from the right side. Lead by Francis at first, counts holding him on. Stretch by Cordonier. He comes plateward, fouled off to the right. Little slide step on the delivery there by the pitcher Cordonier, trying to minimize that secondary lead from the runner at first. We're in the top of the third. Rushi 1, Jackson Center nothing. Cordonier throws, fastball, little up. It missed being called a strike at the letters by an inch, no more. 1-1, the count on Blake Noble. Runner at first, Jackson Center, two out. Top of the third, throw to first. Diving back in, head first is Noah Francis. One on, two out for the Tigers, top of the third inning. Left field line is open for Blake Noble, should he be able to turn on one. There goes the runner, fouled at home plate. 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Noble, who K'd in the first inning for Jackson Center right before the Roberts double to right center. He was left stranded. Two out for Jackson Center, top of the third. Cordonier stretching, peering at first. Throws to the plate, swing and a miss. Big roundhouse cut by Noble, and he doesn't get it. He's out on strikes, swinging and missing. And for the last five outs by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi have been recorded via strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi 1, Jackson Center nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, interestingly enough, in this game so far, Rushi leads 1-0, but Bryant, the Tigers have out-hit the
yes.
Raiders 2-1. Two hits for Jackson Center, one for Rushi, but the Raiders have scored.
What was that in the last inning for Rushi? A walk, steal, sacrifice, and then a wild pitch that the runner scored on?
An important ground ball to second off the bat of Braden Monin. Advanced Aiden Quinter from second to third.
Yes.
That was the big out in the inning. Here's a swing and a ball hit into right center field off the bat of a Raider, and it's caught on the dead run by Jackson center fielder. Nice job by Mullenauer. Ball was hit pretty hard off the bat of Cooper Unverfirth, but Mullenauer had him played perfectly and made four or five running strides and hauled down the bid for extra bases off the bat of Unverfirth. Back to the top for Xavier Flippo. Right-hand batter, slightly open stance at the plate. Bryson Roberts fires. Breaking pitch at the letters, 0-1. Outfield fairly deep for Chappie. Infielder, third baseman, up at the edge of the grass, and the ball is hit wide of the third baseman in the hole between third and short. Base hit for Chappie. One of those situations, Bryant, where if the third baseman is back even with the bag, he makes the play.
Right.
But he was wary of the Chappie bunt. He's got good wheels. He can lay one down. and beat it out at first in snappy fashion. So the third baseman, Minnick, was in snug, and Chappie was able to sneak a hard ground ball past him. He lunged to his left, but could not get the web on it.
But still a good effort by him. He was just probably a foot too short, I would guess.
My mistake. I said to Chappie, I should have said Flippo. Chappie is in the box hitting now. That was Flippo, the leadoff hitter, with the single. Chappie has been the leadoff man in a few games so far this year for Rushi. But the infield was up at third for Flippo, trying to deny a bunt base hit, and Flippo shot it right past Minnick. Chappie the hitter, Flippo at first, one out. Ball pulled and lined foul into the picnic area outside the fence and left, and it ricochets back in. Might have struck a golf cart down there. Somebody's playing nine holes just outside the ball diamond. One ball, one strike, one out, one on for Rushi here in the bottom of the third. Roberts bounces one to the plate. That's just enough for Flippo to take off and make it safely into second. This is one of those games, Bryant, where clean catching behind the plate. Now, so many of these pitches are short hopping the catcher, and they are tough.
Yes.
To stop cleanly. But this is one of those games where some clean work behind home plate is showing up, because Rushi's done the job. Jackson Center has allowed some balls to get away around home plate, and Rushi runners have taken advantage.
Right, and as we talked about, that's how Rushi has gotten its run, too.
And it's gone.
Such a critical part of the game, like you said, Jack.
Uh-oh, inside pitch might have nailed Chappie between the 1 and the 8 on the backside, and he's aboard at first. One out, two on.
And this is a really dangerous spot for Jackson Center to be in here now, Jack, with Cordonier coming to the plate.
Braylon hits from the left side, and the right and center fielders for Jackson Center retreat. Mullenauer is well over 300 feet from home plate in center. Strike called to Cordonier above the belt on the outside corner. Inning began with Unverfurth flying to fairly deep right center. Flippo singled past third, stole second or advanced on a short wild pitch. And then Zane Chappie was hit by a pitch. And the count on Cordonier is no balls and two strikes, nothing in two. Two on, one out, bottom of the third. Raiders lead 1-0. Up and in, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Rushi's batting order at the top this year has been either Chappie then Flippo or Flippo then Chappie. Today it's the latter. Pitch to Cordonier is outside, gets away from the catcher Noble, and both runners are going to advance for Rushi.
So as you mentioned there, Jack, Rushi able to take advantage of another ball getting by. Cordonier has a nice opportunity here. He was 1-for-3 last night in that 6-0 win over Anna and had one RBI.
2-2 on Cordonier. Runners in scoring position at second and third. And the infield edges forward. The pitch to Cordonier, low and in, gets away at the plate. And coming home is the runner Flippo for Rushi. He's in. Another wild pitch, and there have been several. Maybe one or two technically was a pass ball, but there have been at least a half dozen get away at home plate. And I'm not sure that the catcher for Jackson Center has actually retrieved the ball well back behind home plate. There he goes and gets it. Running up to cover home, just in case, was Bryson Roberts, the Jackson Center pitcher. So nobody gets credit for that RBI. It scores on a wild pitch. And Braylon Cordonier is looking at a 3-2 pitch with one out, a runner at third. A fly ball gets him in. He's well spread at the plate. Pitch by Roberts, fastball up and away, and Cordonier walks. Rushi now with runners at first and third, and one out in the bottom of the third. Hayden Quinter steps in. Well, Rushi's not hit the ball hard, simply a case of Jackson Center not pitching and catching cleanly. Rushi trying to make the most of a hit in this frame by Flippo. The ball that just eluded the third baseman was not hit that sharply. First and third for the Raiders here in the third. Rushi leads it 2-0. It is up and away to Hayden Quinter, a ball. I would expect Braylon Cordonier to be moving runner at third for the Raiders. I doubt that Jackson Center would throw through and give up another run. Robert stretches, and the ball is hit very deep to left center field. Molenauer on the giddy-up. He's on his horse, and the ball crashes against the blue left center field fence. One run scores. Runner on first for Rushi advances to third. It is a long, long double to left center. A good 360 from home plate, barreled up by Braylon Cordonier. And the lead is now, or I should say it was Hayden Quinter who stroked the ball to left center. It was Cordonier who walked in the previous at-bat. And now here's Braden Monin with runners at second and third for Rushi. Nice pitch by Roberts, froze him. It's a curveball. Three runs now for Rushi. Raiders lead it by a score of 3-0 here in the bottom of the third and have runners at second and third. There's a high fastball, 1-1. I mentioned Cordonier initially on that ball pounded to left center. It was indeed Quinter advancing Cordonier to third. Quinter, Bryant, almost got that ball out of here.
Yes.
Bouncing ball to the plate, 2-1. The count on Monin. Still just one out.
You talked about the wind earlier in the game, Jack, heading in that direction. A little bit more of a gust, I think it would have helped them there.
There's a ball stroked by Monin to center on a line, head high to Molenauer. He caught it, then lost it out of his hand as he reached in to make the transition on the throw. Runner at third, Cordonier tags and scores easily. Quinter remains at second. Fourth run is in on the sack fly. And the Raiders now lead it 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. A three-run third inning for Rushi. That ball is ripped to center by Monin, and Jude Count steps in. Pitch to him is hit in the air, towering pop fly, left of home plate. Catcher Noble, no chance. As the ball lands on the concession roof to the left side of home plate, no balls and a strike. Nothing and one on counts. Two down, bottom of the third for the Raiders, who are up 4-0.
That's another nice thing about this facility. The concession stand is so close, as well as the restrooms in the back end of it.
Swing and a miss, but counts. Good cut. Fine pitch by Bryson Roberts. Nothing and two on counts.
With how some parks are laid out, Jack, I know you know this from your days as a softball umpire. You can have to take quite a walk to get to a facility like that.
There's a wild pitch low and away. Gets away from Noble. And often trotting down toward third goes Quinter in easily. The count on counts. Two strikes and a ball. Three runs home for the Raiders here in the third. Rushi leads it 4-0. Here is the two-strike pitch from Roberts, who tries to close out this inning. Breaking ball, a beauty. He does, counts, waves at it, and doesn't reach it. Some good bite on that pitch by Roberts. We go to the fourth. The Raiders have now scored a run in the second, three in the third. Rushi leads Jackson Center 4-0. To the fourth inning we go on scores.broadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
We head to the fourth here on scoresbroadcast.com, and Jackson Center's first hitter is Bryson Roberts, who goes 2 for 2 on the day as he drills a line drive base hit in the hole between third and short. That ball was tagged, really tattooed by Roberts. He has smashed a couple of safe hits so far in this game. He doubled into the gap in right center in his first trip to the plate with two out in the first. Here, he rifles a single to left. Roberts on at first. Rushi leads 4-0 top of the fourth. And the third baseman, Caleb Minnick, is in. The senior bats from the left side for the Tigers. The big hit for Rushi in the bottom of the third. A double off the left center field fence hit by Hayden Quinter. That ball was really hammered. Foul to the screen off the bat of Minnick. 1-1. Top of the fourth inning, Rushi 4, Jackson Center nothing. It's not been a case of Rushi hitting Bryson Roberts hard. It's been the lack of clean catching of pitch balls around home plate and some wild pitches by Roberts, which have given Rushi some easy base advancements. Here's a line fly by Minnick to center. Chappie darts in, catches waist high. The runner for the Tigers at first, Roberts, has to wheel and hustle back to first. Here is Eli Butcher. He flied to short right in the second in his first at bat. And the plate umpire says you offered. Check swing, but Butcher did not hold up in time. No balls and a strike. One on, one out for Jackson Center, top of the fourth. Rushi leads 4-0. Braylon Cordonier, the right-hander on the bump for the Raiders, looks at Roberts at first, throws in the dirt, and the count goes to 2-1 on Butcher. Up at third is the Raiders' third baseman, Quinter, in front of the bag. Count a ball and two strikes. I mistakenly said it was 1-1, or I should say 2-1, when it was in fact 1-1. That pitch a strike makes it 1-2 on Butcher. Roberts with a short lead. That pitch is way upstairs, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Butcher. Jackson Center needs another base knock to get something going in this inning. Wind up by Cordonier. Breaking ball is low and in. That one didn't snap for him. And the count goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. It's full on Butcher, the fifth hitter in the Tigers' order. Cordonier steps off the rubber. Bryson Roberts at first for Jackson Center with one out. Outfield not playing Butcher to pull. He is being shaded to the right. Fouled out of play to the right. Breaking pitch from Cordonier. Count remains 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Big segment of this game, especially for the Tigers offensively. Cordonier with a throw to first. Roberts gets back in. Wind blowing stiffly across the diamond from right to left. Cordonier, 3-2, stretching. Throws to first. Roberts back. There is one out in the inning. If there were two out, yes, Roberts would be going on this pitch for sure. 3-2, one out. There he goes. Swung on and missed by Butcher. Roberts is in at second base as the shortstop for the Rushi Raiders, or I should say the second baseman, Braden Monin, tried to make a real quick slap tag. Ball went in and out of his mitt. Would have been a shade late anyway. So Bryson Roberts is in at second. Two out for Jackson Center, top of the fourth. After the strikeout of Butcher, and here's Nolan Fark. A ball on him. Outfield for Rushi, not thinking these Jackson Center hitters, Bryant, are going to pull the baseball at the plate.
All right.
Fark climbs the ladder and comes up empty. A ball and a strike, 1-1. Fark being shaded to left center and right center by the left and center fielders. Pitch to Fark is sprayed foul, out of play to the right. 1-2 on him. Fark struck out in the second. Cordonier's got six Ks so far in this game for the Raiders. So six of the 11 outs have been strikeouts recorded by Cordonier. And here's another one as Fark takes a meek swing at a pitch off the outside edge of the plate. And he whiffs on it, and Jackson Center's out in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning, Rushi 4, Jackson Center nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We advance to the bottom of the fourth here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi Raiders bat leading by a score of 4-0. Bottom of inning number four. Felix Francis steps in. He popped a second in the second inning. Jude Counts closed out the third for the Raiders by striking out. It was a productive third inning for Rushi, which played at 3 to extend the lead from 1-0 to 4-0. a ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Francis. Third baseman Minnick way up for the Tigers. There's a strike above the belt right down the middle. 1-1, 1-1 on Felix. Tall, rangy right-hand batter. Almost takes up the full length of the batter's box with those leg splits. Roberts fires outside, 2-1. 2-1 on Felix. Francis, Fissinger, Unverfirth provide some pop at the bottom of the order for the Raiders. Bryson Roberts throws a breaking pitch low and away. Good eye by Francis, who didn't go fishing for it. And the count's 3-1, 3-1. None out for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Raiders lead the Tigers 4-0. Roberts swings into action. Bouncing ball toward short. Fielding on two hops is Butcher. Here's the throw to York at first. It's wide, but a good stretch toward home plate. Nicely done by York. And Francis is retired 6-3. Ross Fissinger is in. Batting now for Rushi, grounded to short in the second. Bryson Roberts has not pitched poorly at all. There's a curveball strike. A hard breaking curve above the knees on the outside half, 0-1. Rushi has just taken advantage of some misplays on thrown pitches to the plate right around home. There's a ball hit hard by Fissinger, and it takes a big hop over the edge of the grass. It hits the lip in the infield and goes skyward about 8 or 10 feet above the outstretched glove of Butcher at short, who simply had no opportunity to make that play. Had it stayed down, he might have been able to glove it head high, but the ball was really tagged by Fissinger. Haven't seen that one, Bryant, in a long time. Not only did that ball take a big bounce over the head of the Jackson Center shortstop, it took off like a line, like a line drive.
Yes, that was odd. We've seen the power already this season that Ross can have with the bat, though. Especially in that game at Dayer Ballpark, he had a big hit there that helped in his winning effort on the mound that day.
So Fissinger is on at first as he clubs a single that took a wicked hop over the head of Butcher at short. So on at first is Fissinger, and here is Cooper Unverfirth stepping in.
Fissinger had a double in Rushi's 3-2 win over Marion Local back on Saturday. That was one of two wins they had that day as a part of the St. Henry Invitational.
Pinch runner for Rushi, Micah Grishup, is on down at first for Fissinger. One on, one out for the Raiders, bottom of the fourth. After Fissinger rips the single through the left side, throw to first, Grishup is back. So the Raiders came up with a single and a double in the third, a base hit here. Grand total of 4 runs on, I think, just 3 hits for,
yes,
for
yep.
Rushi so far. As they've been able to advance some runners freely, thanks to spotty defensive play by Jackson Center around home plate. Another throw to first, Grishup is back. Yet to see a pitch here to Unverfirth. He looks at one up and in. A ball and no strikes. One on, one out for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Raiders lead it 4-0. Each team with 3 hits in this contest. Jackson Center yet to produce a run in 4 at-bats, though, as the Raiders have played cleaner baseball on the defensive end. Throw to first. Grishup is back. Way up at third is Minnick. Infield for Jackson Center, middle of the diamond, double play depth. Pitch to Unverfirth, fouled off his leg at home plate. A ball, a strike on him. Outfield deep and left for Jackson Center. Nolan Fark retreats a few more steps. One ball, one strike, an out. Bryson Roberts, 15 on his back. He's the pitcher for the Tigers. Throws downstairs, and it's 2-1. Rushi in the lead, 4-0. Bottom of the fourth, trying to play add-on right here. Grishup, the pinch runner for Fissinger, who singled, is at first. Roberts stretches. Unverfurth, it's a hard ground ball to Butcher at short. Shovels to the second baseman for one. Relay to first is weak. It's on a hop, and Unverfurth beats it. Force out at second base. Two out for Rushi here in the fourth inning. Force at second. And Blaine Dahl, the manager for the Jackson Center Tigers, the head coach, appeals to the base umpire, saying, hey, wasn't there interference by the base runner at the second base bag? And it is ruled an out. Interference does result from the confab between the two umpires, and I'm sure the Rushi coaching staff will question that call reversal. We played four innings here at Rushi. It stands Raiders 4, Tigers nothing. We go to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Rushi Raiders, Braylon Cordonier on the hill here in the top of the first, or I should say top of the fifth, and he throws two balls to the first hitter, Evan York. And York is ahead in the count, 2-0. He was spun around on the second pitch. Good curveball by Cordonier in and over as York was halted at the plate on his swing. He checked. Good breaking pitch by Cordonier. Two balls and a strike. 4-0 lead, Rushi. Another curveball. Swing and a miss. And that's a strikeout for Cordonier. The count was 2-2. I said it was two balls and a strike. Good K by the pitcher Cordonier as he whiffs York. And in the last four innings of play now, Cordonier has struck out 2, 4, 6, 7 hitters. He has been sharp. There's a curve at the knees, in and over for a strike on Jace Mullenauer. Nolan Fark and Evan York The sixth and seventh hitters for the Tigers have struck out twice so far in this game. It is 4-0 in favor of the Rushi Raiders here in the top of the fifth inning. Cordonier throws to Mullenauer, who's down a strike. Breaking pitch just missed in. 1-1 on Mullenauer. Previous inning for Jackson Center ended on an interference call at second base, which in that situation results in the automatic double play. Very marginal call. Base runner got to second about the time the soft throw shoveled from short to second.
Right.
Got to second. It looked odd because of just that. And I didn't think there was any slide out of the base path by the runner. He may have slid in a little late, but that was a tough call to take for Rushi. It was argued by the Raiders when the inning ended. Count here is 3-2, 3-2 at Mullenauer. No one on for Jackson Center, top of the fifth inning. Rushi leads 4-0. There's a fastball lofted to center. Zane Chappie to his right and back, retreats, reaches up and stabs it. And Mullenauer is retired on the fly ball to center, left center field. And that brings up Josie Leisner, senior DH for the Tigers, with two down here in the fifth. Two hits for Jackson Center, both by the Tigers pitcher, Bryson Roberts, in this game. Or I should say three hits, the third by Noah Francis. He got a hit in the third inning. Roberts got base knocks in the first and fourth. It is a ball here to Leisner, and then a high strike, 1-1. Umpire a little gracious on that one. 1-1 on Leisner. Two outs for Jackson Center, top of the fifth. Curveball by Cordonier hangs inside, and it goes to 2-1. Cordonier has been very good today. Any criticism I'd have would be that curveball of his hasn't broken off as well as he would have liked at times. It stayed inside. There's a good one. Cut on and missed. And it goes to 2-2 on Leisner. Two down for Jackson Center in the fifth. There's a fastball. Ooh, it appeared to be high. Leisner took it. And Rushi got the call. It's at the letters for strike three looking. Tigers not pleased with the umpire's choice. Top of the fifth ends. Rushi on top of Jackson Center. 4-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is one of those games, Bryant, where if you look at the line score on the scoreboard, you're a little bit perplexed. 4 runs, 3 hits for Rushi. No runs, 3 hits for Jackson Center. Bryson Roberts has pitched pretty well for the Tigers. And he fires upstairs in and out of the mitt of the catcher. Batting here is Xavier Flippo to start the bottom of the fifth inning for the Rushi Raiders. Roberts whips the next pitch in there. Low, below the knees. Count goes to 2-0. Flippo is singled. That came back in the third, just past the outstretched glove of Minnick at third for Jackson Center. And he grounded to third in the first. Another ground ball to third, in between Minnick and the bag. It's down the line. It's going to be a single for Flippo as the left fielder for the Jackson Center Tigers, Nolan Fark, hurried to the left field line, got to the ball right now, and shot a throw back to the diamond. Rushi again pinch running down at first. Vince Borchers with number one on his back. Pinch runs here for Flippo.
Now so, that was an absolute dart. Minnick went for it, Jack. Looks like he may have lost his balance a little as he was diving for it. But he blinked, basically, and that thing was already behind him going into left field.
Again, that's two base hits through third by Flippo that might not have been base hits had the third baseman been back behind the bag.
That's right, yep.
But Minnick well up in front of the bag on both occasions against Flippo, who's got good wheels. Jackson Center trying to take the bunt away. And Flippo has been able to hit balls to the left and right of Minnick safely for hits when he's been inched in at third. Borchers pinch running for Flippo at first. None out for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. And here's Zane Chappie at the plate. Swings, it's a flare to short right field. It's going to fall for a single. And the runner, Borchers, advances to second. Chappie will take it. Had his bat been wooden, he would have snapped it right in two. That was off the fist.
Yes.
Little Texas League single to right field. And the Raiders have got runners at first and second with none down here in the fifth, already leading 4-0. And here's Braylon Cordonier, who's lined to first and walked. And after he walked back in the third, Hayden Quinter doubled off the left center field fence. Here's a strike by Roberts at the knees on the outside corner. Two on for Rushi, bottom of inning number five. Raiders in front, 4-0. Breaking ball in the mitt of the catcher and out. It rolls to the left of home plate in both runners advance. Now that would have to be scored a pass ball.
Absolutely, yes. Yep.
No question.
As a result, now Rushi has a great opportunity to add to this lead here.
And the Jackson Center Tigers employ a bunched-up defense on the grass. Cordonier with a big turn on an inside pitch, and he shoots a hard ground ball into the Tigers' dugout alongside first. 1-2 on Cordonier, 2-1 for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. Raiders lead by a score of 4-0. Here is the stretch by Roberts, high and away, and the count on Cordonier goes to 2-2. Outfield extremely deep for Braylon, and around to the right. Infield on the grass. Runners at second and third for the Raiders, and none out. Roberts, 2-2 pitch to Cordonier. Is hit in the air. It's a skyscraper to straightaway left. It's going to be an easy one for Fark, right in his tracks. He gloves it. Runner on third for the Raiders tags. It's Borchers, and he scurries home with run number five. Runner at second for Rushi stays put. Here's Hayden Quinter with a walk and a double so far in this game for Rushi. Quinter swings from the right side. Runner down at second, Chappie with a lead. Butcher, the shortstop for the Tigers, inches in behind him. Good breaking pitch by Roberts, a strike called. Fine hook by the pitcher Roberts. Broke in and over. Nothing in one on him. Nothing in one on Quinter. who swings and turns on a pitch and spanks a line drive in the hole between third and short, right between Minnick and Butcher, and the runner on second for Rushi hustles around third, scores. It is a line single to left by Quinter. Another run for Rushi. It's 6-0. 6 runs, 6 hits for the Raiders, who are starting to time up the breaking balls from Bryson Roberts here in inning number 5. Conference on the mound, 6-0 lead for Rushi over Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers have installed a new pitcher on the mound. It's third baseman Caleb Minnick in relief of Bryson Roberts. Rushi Raiders batting here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out, two runs are in as the Rushi advantage is swelled to 6-0. Stepping in is Braden Monin for Rushi with a runner at first base. 3 hits in this frame so far. Flippo a single, Shappy a single, Aiden Quinter a base hit. And here's a strike from Minnick at the knees on the outside corner to Monin. Well, for the first time in this game, Rushi now has as many hits as they do runs. For the first few innings, more runs than hits. Here's a swing and a foul out of play to the right off the bat of Monin. No balls and two strikes. Nothing and two. So many thanks to our Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company. Francis Manufacturing, a new sponsor. Thank you so much, Francis Manufacturing, about which we spoke in our pregame. And the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Here's a ground ball to short. Nice play by the Tigers at shortstop. The throw on to first. Out. Monin retired. 6-3. That's Bryson Roberts out at the shortstop position. Nice backhand stop. Off the batted ball from Monin. Quinter moved up to second. And now here's Jude Counts for Rushi. Runner at second. Two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Raiders lead 6-0. Pitch to Counts. Oh, it's pounded to deep right center. That's up the gap. Nobody will get that one. It's rolling 3:45 from home plate. A run scores, and Counts has got a pretty easy triple. Wow, that ball was walloped off the bat of Counts. And he parked that one against the wind. No stopping that ball. That was a long line fly to right center. And some ballparks with short fences in the gaps might not have contained that one off the bat accounts. He's at third. He has tripled in this game to the right center field fence. Quinter has doubled in this game to the left center field fence. And the Raiders now lead it 7-0. After a slow start, Rushi's bat's really coming alive. Felix Francis at the plate, a runner at third. That's kind of in the MO this year for the Raiders, or at least in action we have seen, Bryant, at Daire Park. Ruenkamp stopped Rushi for Versailles on the hill. Threw the order the first time, and then seven straight hits in one inning by Rushi in that contest.
That was their MO in that postseason run last year as well, yep. Jack, and they fell behind as they were slow to hit, but once everybody in the lineup got a look at the pitcher, they were able to hit in all those games.
Two strikes on Francis, and he powers a line drive into left field, a base hit to the right of the shortstop, Roberts. He lunged that way, had no chance, and on at first is Francis. And to say that Rushi's bats have come alive, that's an understatement.
They didn't need more than one look at Minnick, as they have come out hitting as soon as he has taken the mound.
And now batting is Ross Fissinger from the right side. The lead now for Rushi expands to 8-0. Strike called against Fissinger, outside corner. Nothing and one on him. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The lead for Rushi has expanded to 8-0. There's a low pitch to Fissinger, and it's 1-1. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. As Fissinger looks at ball two. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, we've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Next pitch to Fissinger. Short hops, the catcher gets away. 3-1 count. Runner now at second for the Raiders with two down here in the fifth. Rushi on top, 8-0. And thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, could not have gotten started 17 years ago without the support from LaCal. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. 3-2 pitch coming to Fissinger, runner on second, two out for the Raiders. Minnick fires, and it bounces in front of home plate, ball four. So Fissinger is on. Ball got away from the catcher, and the runner on second for the Raiders, Felix Francis, advanced to third. Raiders have runners at first and third. Two down here in the fifth. Rushi has increased its lead steadily. It's now 8-0. And a long double here by Unreferth could chase in two runs and end this game. That would be a 10-run spread in the fifth. Here's the pitch to Unreferth. High, it's a ball. Caleb Minnick on the mound in relief of Bryson Roberts. Outfield very deep in left for Unreferth, who's got a strong bat, especially considering he's the number nine hitter in the order. Swing and a miss. Climbing the ladder, trying to reach a high one, was Unreferth. He whiffed on it. It's a ball and a strike, 1-1. Here's the stretch by Minnick. The look at first. Breaking pitch, a little bit low, and it's 2-1 on the batter. So much activity going on here at Rushi. We've got a softball game beyond the left field fence, the park, the tennis courts, the basketball court, everything well occupied. Swing and a fly ball off the bat of Unverfurth to right. Should be an easy play for the right fielder, Cooper Hartle, for Jackson Center. He reaches up and spears it. Hartle makes the grab, and the inning is over. Fly out to right by Unverfurth. We played 5, Rushi 8, Jackson Center nothing. We go to the 6th on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a new underwriting sponsor this high school sports season, Cutaway Styling Salon, located in Fort Loramie. We've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner is Deb Gubo. She's a stylist along with Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Rushi Raiders 8, Jackson Center Tigers nothing. 8 runs, 8 hits for Rushi. No runs, 3 hits for Jackson Center. Neither team has committed an error as such, although a myriad of wild pitches and pass balls have really hurt the Jackson Center cause.
And a lot of those were early, and that's what allowed Rushi to take the advantage right from the get-go.
Noah Francis, leadoff batter in the Jackson Center lineup, is batting here in the top of the 6th inning. He's grounded out to second and singled. 1-2 on him. Braylon Cordonier still on the bump for Rushi. Ahead in the count, 1-2. The mix between his velocity and breaking ball have really kept Jackson Center off balance in this game. There's a number to the left side of the diamond. Cordonier off the mound in a jiffy, fields and throws a bullet to counts at first to retire Noah Francis. He is out 1-3. Here's Blake Noble, who struck out twice. Noble's been retired in the first and third by way of K's. By my count, Brian, I've got 9 strikeouts recorded by Cordonier in this game. 1 ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Noble, right-hand batter for Jackson Center.
That's been a tremendous performance by Cordonier. Continues there with a nice strike.
Oh, yeah, fastball above the knees on the outside edge. 1-1, Cordonier breaking pitch, swinging over the top is Noble, strike 2, 1-2. Big difference between the breaking pitch by Cordonier and his fastball, although he's so deceptive, you cannot tell at the point of release which one of those pitches is coming. Two balls, two strikes. Here's a bouncing ball to the right side. Monin charges, gets on the third hop for Rushi, lobs to, counts for the out at first base, and retired easily is Noble. Bryson Roberts, two for two, a double, a single for Jackson Center. The third hit for the Tigers in this game. A base knock by Noah Francis, a line drive to center in the third. Roberts swings. It's a hard ground ball back to the mound. It is blocked, batted down by Cordonier. Fields, as he hustles off the dirt, fires to counts out. Inning over quickly for Jackson Center. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi 8, Jackson Center nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Say, serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Rushi batting, leading 8-0. The count is a ball and two strikes on Xavier Flippo. And now it's 2-2 on him. Caleb Minnick on the mound for the Jackson Center Tigers. Now retreating to a spot even with the third base bag is the Tigers' third baseman as Minnick swings into action, fires the 2-2 pitch. It bounces, and it's full, 3-2. In this game, 8 runs, 8 hits for Rushi, no runs, 3 hits for Jackson Center. Minnick fires, fouled over the screen. Again, Bryant, no errors of commission. But boy, the pass balls and wild pitches allowed by Jackson Center enabled Rushi to get some free advances on the bases, as you noted, especially early in this game.
And Cordonier has been hot to make sure that Jackson Center hasn't been able to get any base runners.
There's a swing and a hard line drive. It is scorched to second. Good backhanded play by the Tigers second baseman. Nicely done by Jackson Center's Noah Francis, who dashed to his right and speared the ball off the bat of Flippo. Flippo had singled twice and bounced to third. Now the line drive to second. Here is a ball blooped into short center field off the bat of Zane Chappie of Rushi, and he's got his second flare of this game. He'll take it. He says, I'm a lucky man. Two straight bloop hits in about the same spot for Zane Chappie. He had grounded to first, was hit by a pitch. He's singled twice now, two hits in succession. And now Braylon Cordonier from the left side hits against Minnick. 8-0 lead for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Cordonier, strike on the inside corner. Slow breaking pitch from Minnick. Runner at first. One down for the Raiders. There's a low one to Cordonier. And here's a late steal attempt by Chappie. He's in at second base. Chappie on at second. Cordonier looked at it. A ball and a strike. One out for Rushi. Bottom of the sixth. Raiders in front. 8-0. Minnick will stretch. Tigers sneak in behind Chappie out at second. Low and in on the curveball by Minnick. And it's a 2-1 count. Really a sight to behold here in the Rushi Local School District tonight. The campus has people, young and old, everyone outdoors participating in numerous activities as Cordonier swings and curls a line drive into right field. It's a base hit. Chappie is running hastily around third, makes the dash to home, and it's 9-0 on a base hit by Cordonier, who hooked it into right field, a liner. Nine hits now for the Raiders, nine runs, or I should say 10 hits now for the Raiders. They had eight coming into this inning. Two more have been added. Here's Quinter. Cordonier at first is technically the game-ending run should he score and extend the lead to 10-0. What a beautiful night here at Rushi. Softball game going on beyond the left field fence. Playground, tennis courts, basketball courts.
Yes.
All active.
And then straight to the north is the varsity softball field. I can see that from my vantage point here. They are still out and playing. New Bremen was coming to town for the softball game tonight.
Are your eyes good enough, Brian, to tell what the score is?
I can't quite make that out.
16-3, I've been told, in favor of Rushi. Victorious, the Raiders beat New Bremen in softball. Here is Quinter driving one to center. Mullenauer retreats 1, 2, 3 steps, sticks up the glove, and shags it for the out. Quinter had doubled, singled, walked, and now flies to pretty deep center field. And now Braden Monin comes plateward, two down for the Raiders. We have Rushi batting in the bottom of the sixth, two away. Raiders on top. 9-0, adding a run in this frame. And we've got a pinch hitter for Monin, I believe. It is Zeb Schultze stepping into the plate. Thanks to the Fissingers for informing us. Schultze batting. Rushi in the lead, 9-0 over Jackson Center. This game started out slowly as the Rushi Raiders in the first inning against Bryson Roberts went down in order, 1-2-3. Rushi got a run in the second and started to break things open with three in the third. Zeb Schultze from the right side, feet apart at the plate, pitches low and in for a ball. Two down for the Raiders, bottom of the sixth, 9-0 Bulge. Rushi in front. Minnick stretching, looks at first. Fires a high curveball, 2-0. 2-0 on the hitter. Rushi Raiders, after the win over Anna last night, advancing to 7-0 on the year. 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League, trying to make it 3-0 in league play here tonight. Rushi beat Anna last evening 6-0, trying to make it two straight shutout triumphs. Jackson Center was 4-2 overall, 2-1 in the league entering play this evening. 2-1 on Schulze. He ducked a curveball and took it and was fooled. It broke over. Called strike, 2-2. Nice bender by Minnick. 1-2 out, bottom of the sixth. Here's Minnick with the sign from his catcher, Noble. The pitch of the plate, way outside and low, and it's full, 3-2. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is next Monday evening from Fort Loramie.
Raiders, big game that is.
Yes, Raiders and Redskins, both likely to be undefeated in league play heading into that game. Fouled out of play by Schulze. Still 3-2. This Rushi lineup is so talented at the plate. Boy, second time through the order, game after game, the Raiders just simply start to time up the pitcher and get the barrel of the ball, or I should say the barrel of the bat on the ball. Here's a strike called. Catcher hangs on to a low pitch, or was it a check swing strike? Not sure. Nonetheless, Schulze is K'd to end the sixth. Rushi Raiders started slowly, but they've rapped out 10 hits and 9 runs in 6 innings. We go to the top of the seventh. Rushi 9, Jackson Center 0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, the Rushi Raiders put the interchangeable parts to work in preparation for the seventh inning. Braylon Cardonier pitched 6 strong innings, 3-hit baseball for the Rushi Raiders here today. As the leadoff hitter for Jackson Center, Minnick in the top of the seventh, grounds to short, play made to first, one away for the Tigers. First baseman now, Cooper Francis for Rushi. Hayden Quinter is on the mound. Cooper Unverfirth has gone from behind the plate to second base. Adam Haney's out in right. Braylon Cordonier went from the hill to third base. One away for Jackson Center in the seventh inning. And Eli Butcher steps in. Minnick had been retired in his two previous trips. Another ground ball to short. Good play by the shortstop for the Raiders. Bad hop, chest high. Play made, throw into first. Two quick outs. Nicely done by Flippo on the last one. Butcher retired 6-3. One out away from closing the deal here is Rushi, up 9-0 in the top of the seventh inning. And Nolan Fark bats against Quinter. Good-looking curveball by Quinter, a strike. Hayden Quinter, one of those outstanding multi-sport, multi-position athletes. Ground ball to second. It's going to be an easy play for Rushi to close out this game. Second to first, and that does it. Rushi Raiders, 9 runs, 10 hits, and the Jackson Center Tigers, no runs, 3 hits. Not an error was committed in this contest. Rushi victorious. Raiders advance to 8-0 on the year, 3-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center 4-3 on the season, 2-2 in SCAL action. We'll return to close it out here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rushi Raiders with superb pitching, fine offensive play at the plate. Whip Jackson Center 9-0 here tonight. Raiders hurling continues to excel. Xavier Flippo, 3-0 on the year, ERA of 0. Tonight, Braylon Cordonier, 9 Ks in 6 innings, gives up 3 hits. We have seen Ross Fissinger throw extremely well already this year. Victory for the Raiders, 9-0. Next game for Rushi is on Thursday here against Botkins. Jackson Center's next contest is not until Saturday on the road at Fairlawn. This is a weak Jackson Center. Probably would like to have played a couple more times because it was gorgeous this evening, and the next 2 or 3 days promised to be in the upper 70s and rain-free. Jackson Center hung around first 2 innings. Bryson Roberts for the Tigers got the game's first hit. But then the second time through the order, Rushi started to barrel up Bryson Roberts, and the Raiders wound up pounding out 10 hits in this game. Jackson Center had just three. Complimentary baseball is what I call it, Bryant. Good all-around team performance by Rushi, which was superb at the plate and excelled on the mound. Hayden Quinter mopped up and threw a fine, quick top of the sixth inning as he got Jackson Center out on, I think, six pitches and three batted balls.
Yes.
And too many wild pitches and passed balls by Jackson Center early in this game allowed free bases for Rushi. Raiders really didn't need them. They wound up getting enough base hits to win this game with at least five or six runs at minimum. But the free bases helped Rushi play add-on quickly. And Rushi's pitching really tough to solve. Cordonier probably low to mid-80s, maybe 84 at times. Hard to tell. But then he explodes that late-breaking curveball on you. He is tough to master. Rushi's pitching staff will be mighty challenging for any offensive team to solve this year.
Yes, it will. Air-free game, as you noted, Jack, but the big difference today is all of those wild pitches and pass balls that Jackson Center has. That really allows the team to be able to move along the bases. Rushi took advantage of that and had a couple of nice stolen bases as well. Just they don't make mistakes.
Nope.
And we saw that last year. That's something that they, you know, they did make some mistakes early in the year. They got a lot better at that, limiting them later in the year. That's part of the reason why they were able to make that postseason run. And they just really picked off right where the squad left off last year. Not many mistakes so far this year in a really clean game tonight.
Yeah, the margin for error for so many of these high school teams is so thin. Rushi is so razor sharp in every phase of the game. They can make a mistake or two and overcome it. Other clubs can't. Rushi is impressive, to say the least. Record now for the Raiders advances to, what, 8-0, Bryant? Yeah, 8-0. I may have mistakenly said 7. It's now 8-0 by way of record. 3-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center 4-3 overall. 2-2 in league play. Stars of the game. A few hitting stars, certainly Braylon Cordonier. Braylon Cordonier on the bump was a star.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's got to be, the biggest Clancy star of the game. As you noted a little bit ago, six innings pitched. He only gave up three hits, didn't walk a batter, and struck out nine. What a tremendous performance on the mound from him. It wasn't Bryson Roberts' best day on the mound for Jackson Center, but still he gets the Clancy star of the game. He was 2-for-3 at the plate with a double on a day in which Jackson Center did not hit well as a team.
Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney, our sponsor here on the post-game star of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Next coverage Monday, Rushi at Fort Loramie. First pitch at 5, airtime at 4:30 next Monday from Fort Loramie High School. Both Rushi and Fort Loramie likely entering that game next Monday unbeaten in Shelby County Athletic League play. will return here to Rushi a week from Friday night, the 21st of this month, and bring you coverage of Rushi Arcanum. And we'll have as a pregame guest Steve Rose, superintendent of the Rushi Local School District, on that Friday night, April 21st. Bryant really enjoyed it. A great night for high school baseball. Rushi Local School District can be so pleased and proud of itself tonight. People from miles around took advantage of this park. Softball everywhere on two diamonds. Playground was full. Tennis courts full. Basketball court full. Good crowd here at the baseball game. Won by Rushi 9-0 over Jackson Center.
Yeah, tremendous complex here, as we've noted. And the kids really like a big hill that's out over behind the Rushi dugout, close to a playground. It's a great thing for everyone here in Rushi. They can just take their golf cart to the game. And if they have young children with them, the young children can stay occupied for an inning or two over at the playground and then come back, and they'll be focused in on the game as well. Really fun one. Should be a couple of more fun ones that Rushi will have that we'll carry here on scoresbroadcast.com in the next couple of weeks. That Arcanum game you mentioned, obviously the Fort Laramie game in a week, Big Shelby County Athletic League game, but Arcanum was 5-3 going into a game at Mississinewa Valley tonight, and probably improved to 6-3 in that one. So they've been solid in the last several years, and have been solid in the first couple of years of that new Western Ohio Athletic Conference. So that one will also be a fun one for sure here in about 10 days or so.
Yeah, Arcanum played Versailles to a 3-2 extra inning game a couple weeks ago.
Yes, that would have been a fun one. That was right before our broadcast of Versailles. I remember talking about that when Rushi pulled away at Day Air Ballpark.
A picture-perfect night in so many ways here at Rushi this evening. Thanks to our online listeners. A good crowd of folks joined us for our internet play-by-play in color of this game this evening here between Rushi and Jackson Center. For Bryant Billing alongside, Jack Kramer saying thanks for everyone who joined us. Thanks to Bryant, on-site engineering, color and stats. Jack Kramer saying good evening from Rushi. Final score once again, Rushi Raiders 9, Jackson Center Tigers nothing.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.